So this morning there's been so many words of rocks that have been carried, and the Lord is asking us to put the rocks down and being yoked. And the Lord is wanting to ease the yoke and take the yoke, the heavy burdens from us. And there's an empowering that the Lord is wanting to do in our lives this morning. And there's the fire that's wanting to come and burn away. And it feels like this morning, the Lord is wanting me to introduce to you the one who came to do this work. So I think we're going to go into just a brief time. If you can just sit where you are, if you need to take a seat, take a seat. But I just feel like we're just a brief time that we go into a time of speaking about this advocate, the one who Jesus left to send us. Guys, please, you can sit on the floor. You don't have to take your seats. We can just stay in this attitude of being aware of Him. Thank you, Nia. You can continue. That's beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. This morning, it's all about you. This morning, it's all about you. Come and be that fire in our hearts. Come and be that flame. Sage, if you can put up John 14, verse 15 to 29. And this is Jesus speaking. If you love me, obey my commandments. So what I want to do this morning is I want to read some scripture to us, and I want to point out and highlight some things that Jesus was telling us that we should take note of. If you love me, obey my commandments. I think that one is simple enough. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate who will never leave you. It's a promise from Jesus that this advocate that is coming will never leave us. He will always be with us. His name is the Holy Spirit, who would lead you, who leads you into truth. He is the one who leads us to truth all the time. The world cannot receive Him because it doesn't look for Him and doesn't recognize Him. Why can't the world receive Him? Because they're not looking for Him. They cannot recognize Him. Are you looking for Him? Can you recognize Him? But you know Him. Why? Because He lives with you. And now, He lives with you now. And later, He will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Since I live, you also live. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commands and obey them are the ones who love me. Again, Jesus reiterates this. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to the earth, reveal myself to each of them. Judas said to him, Lord, why are you going to reveal yourself only to us and not to the world at large? Jesus replied, all who love me will do what I say. Again, obedience to Him. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. It's His desire to want to be with you. It's His desire to want to come and make His home in you. To be that close. to live with you every single day. Like husbands and wives, when you wake up in the morning, the first person you see is your partner. The last person you see when you close your eyes at night is your partner. Every single day, your partner is at home. When you come home from work, she's there. When you have a meal, she's there. When you have a bad day, she's there. He's there. Jesus wants to come and make his home with us. Anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I tell you is from the Father who sent me. I'm telling you these things now while I'm still with you. But when the Father sends me the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and remind you of everything I have told you. So the Holy Spirit is the one that he teaches us. He's not only living with us and present with us, but he teaches us everything that Jesus taught. He reminds us of everything that Jesus taught. And it's always in truth. It's always, we can rely on what he says to us. Because he only says what Jesus says, and Jesus only tells us from what the Father says. I'm leaving you with a gift. Who of us don't like a gift? It's amazing. I don't see a single hand. We all love gifts. And our Father in heaven is promising us a gift. He's leaving us with a gift. Peace of mind and heart. And this is not the... And the peace I give you is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. It's not a peace that we know that is in the world where it's the absence of trouble. The peace that the Lord gives us is even in the midst of conflict, even in the midst of persecution, even. The Lord gives us his peace. Peace of heart, peace of mind, peace that we... A peace which speaks in, is it Philippians, where it speaks a peace that transcends all understanding. It goes beyond what we can think or imagine. Remember what I told you. I'm going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really love me, you'll be happy that I'm going to the Father, who is greater than I am. I've told you these things before they happen, so that when they do happen, you will believe. Sajan, if you can put up the next one, John 15, 26 and 27. Thank you, Lord, that you don't leave us as orphans. John 15, 26 to 27. You don't have it. So John 15, 26 to 27 speaks about how the Holy Spirit testifies about Jesus. And he calls us that even in the midst of trouble, that we would testify. That as we follow the Holy Spirit and his testimony of Jesus, that we will become those who live in him and testify of Jesus. Then John 16, verse 8. Please, Sage. Oh, there it is. John 15, verse 26 to 27. When the Counselor comes, whom I send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, there it is again, truth, who goes out from the Father will testify about me. And you must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. So when the Holy Spirit comes to us, he speaks to us about Jesus. He testifies of Jesus' life, of what he did, of how he walked, and the man he was. And he calls us to become like a son, like him. Thanks, Sage. John 16, verse 8. And when he comes, he will convict the world of sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment. So the Holy Spirit doesn't only tell us about Jesus, but he also helps us because we are only human. We're fallible. We're prone to sin. We've been birthed because of what Adam did in the garden. Sin came into the world. And we have become a fruit. We became a fruit of that sin. But the Holy Spirit comes and he convicts us of that. He convicts us of our sin and of God's righteousness, of the God's way of doing things and of the coming judgment. And that our hearts are, oh Lord, we want to look more like you. We want to reflect more of your righteousness. We want to reflect more of your glory, Lord. That you would come wash away our sins, Father, that you would separate them as far as the east is from the west, Jesus. And that you would help us by the power of your Holy Spirit that we're speaking about this morning to look more like you. Thank you, Lord, because there's a coming judgment where we're going to stand before the great King one day and we're going to give an account for our life. And everything that we've done, good and bad, known or in the secret place, will be revealed on that day. And boy, what either a glorious day it will be or a terrifying day it will be. And it's for us to decide here what that's going to look like on this side of eternity. Sage, then, John 16, verse 13, please. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into the truth, into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. This is why I say, the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me. So the purpose of the Holy Spirit is also to speak to us and to tell us, to give us prophetic words, to give us pictures, to inspire us to become more like Jesus, to show us what the future holds. Have you ever had a prophetic word where someone has spoken something to you and it seemed absolutely either crazy or ridiculous, but years later it comes to pass? That's the word of the Holy Spirit. As he's spoken the future, and as you stepped out and followed him, he's caused that word to come to pass. He's caused that to happen. And his purpose is to reveal to us what the Lord's plan is for each and every one of our lives as we walk with him. So we have a brief understanding of what his purpose is. This amazing gift that God is giving us, the Holy Spirit, the advocate, the counselor, the guide. So let's look at Acts 1. Acts 1 verse 4. And this was when he first came. And I'd like for us to look at when he first came this morning, because it feels like this morning he wants to come again. Maybe it's for you for the first time. Maybe it's 100th time. But his heart is for wanting to come to you again. So Acts 1 verse 4. Once when he was eating with them, he commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem." This was Jesus, not speaking, but now speaking. "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised, as I told you before." And I feel like this morning the Lord is saying, do not leave this place until you receive the gift that He's promised you. Do not leave this place not filled. Do not leave this place empty. Do not leave this place until you've received the full measure of the Holy Spirit that the Lord is promising you today. In verse 8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be, and that's just that power, that's an enabling power, a power to walk away from sin, a power to walk into the things that the Lord has called you, a power to do what humanly natural you cannot do. But it's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead that now comes to live in you and me. And you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And there's an enabling power that the Holy Spirit enables us to speak about Him, to testify, as we read earlier, to testify about Jesus, to testify about the work that He's done in our life. Then Sage, Acts 2 from verse 1 to 4, please. On that day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. And this was His first appearance. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like a roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where everyone was sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them the ability. Sage, won't you just go back for me, please? Thank you. Are you this morning expecting that roar of a mighty windstorm? Are you this morning expecting to be filled with Him? And what looked like flames of tongues and of and what looked like flames or tongues of fire, that there's something of a purifying that the Lord is wanting to do. That we spoke about the fire. Come be that fire in my heart. Come be that flame. Come burn away everything that is not of you. There's even my speech, Lord. Even my speech, Lord. Because with the next verse from verse 4, they began speaking in other languages, that the Lord would not only give us a spiritual tongue, but that He would do a purification of our natural tongue. That the words that would come out of our mouth would be words that would glorify Him. That would be words that would honor Him. That would be words that would be encouraging and be uplifting. That would testify of Him. That the fire of God would not only touch our hearts and our minds and fill us, but touch our tongues. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.